everyone. Hope we all are doing good and spending time with our families. I'm Sanya, working with Abhinav Immigrations. So today I'm specifically going to talk about immigration for IT professionals to Australia. Australia, as we know, has a major demand for IT professionals, and also major occupations in IT fall under subclass 189, that is the skilled independent visa, which means one gets selected under this federal category and is eligible to relocate to any part of Australia. Also, are eligible to file for state nominated category and grab additional 5 points. So, a few occupations to name would be software engineers, project managers, developers, business analysts, and even the programmers. So, many a times you might have heard about the experience deduction in Australia. So, basically, the authority doing the skill assessment for IT professionals is Australian Computer Society. So ACS has its own eligibility criteria, which says if a person has a major IT degree, you can listen to it carefully. If a person has a major IT degree, means all his subjects are into computers or into IT, only 2 years of his total experience would be deducted. So for example, if I have 5 years of experience, only 2 years of my experience are deducted. Secondly, if a person has a minor IT degree, means partial IT subjects like BTech electronics and communication. Why? Because communication has some part of IT. So in such a case, 4 years of the experience is deducted, not the entire experience. And if a person has a non-IT degree, example, I have done my bachelor's in commerce or a BTech mechanical, 6 years of my total experience will be deducted. So whatever I have mentioned doesn't mean that the experience won't be counted while you apply for a job in Australia. So don't get worried about this. This is only for the PR process. The entire experience will be counted while looking for a job in Australia. Also, a person who has a non-IT education will have to submit a project report known as RPL report, recognition of prior learning, for which our team will give you the best of guidance. To know more about the RPL report or probably the degree which comes under which criteria of deduction, you can get in touch with our business managers today. It is not necessary that the experience deduction would really, you know, make you not qualified with points. Why? Because majorly an IT professional would have an IT education only, which makes him not to lose much of the experience, and also that the various factors are there to gain points like your partner skills. Even if you are single, you get points in Australia, nomination through states, and in fact, you can write an RT test too. So rather getting into the queue for Canada, waiting for the CRS to go down, waiting for the provinces to open or pick your applications, why not get in touch with our business managers, see your chances towards applying to Australia, and get settled in Australia in much lesser time frame with a PR. So I would advise you to grab your phones, connect with us on 8595-338595, or you can also visit our website. And I hope the information provided was useful. Make this lockdown period more productive by giving a little time to your migration plans also. Till then, stay home, stay safe. Thank you.